This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Footage released on Friday by the Sudanese Armed Forces shows several Sudanese Army forces marching down a street in Khartoum North in the direction of the capital, Khartoum. The video shows the soldiers waving guns in the air and people cheering on the side of the road. Gunfire ripped through several neighborhoods of Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on the first day of the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr on Friday, after the army deployed on foot for the first time in almost the week-long fight with a paramilitary force. The U.S. Defense Department is positioning military forces near Sudan to help evacuate U.S. personnel if needed, VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain reports from the State Department in Washington.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel said the U.S. condemns the violence in the strongest terms, and that Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been in contact with both sides.
We're engaging in this from all corners of the department and continue to have full accountability of our personnel.
At the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said U.S. Embassy staff members are sheltering in place, and no decision has been made yet on evacuation. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
The Kremlin said on Friday it was monitoring reports of a possible ban on exports to Russia by Western countries and that new sanctions would damage the global economy. Japan's Kyoto News Agency reported the group of seven G7 countries are considering a near-total ban on exports to Russia, citing Japanese government sources. Bloomberg News said on Thursday the U.S. and Ukraine's allies were considering an outright ban. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister has stepped up threats against the self-governing island of Taiwan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Qin Gong says anyone who goes against Beijing's demand to exert control over the island is playing with fire. In remarks, Qin repeatedly praised leader Xi Jinping's global security initiative, the concepts, the latest of China's moves to position its methods as an alternative to the Western liberal approach that largely defines international relations. China considers Taiwan as part of its territory to be annexed by force if necessary. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea's foreign minister has called the group of seven wealthy democracies, quote, a tool for ensuring U.S. homogeny as she lambasted the group's recent call for the North's denuclearization. The top diplomats from G7 nations on Tuesday had condemned the North's recent ballistic missile tests and reiterated their commitment to the goal of North Korea's denuclearization. North Korea's foreign minister said the G7 was a handful of, quote, egotistic countries that doesn't represent the global community. The meeting of the G7 foreign ministers in Japan was a prelude to the summit of G7 leaders next month in Hiroshima, Japan. Britain's deputy prime minister has resigned after an investigation into complaints he bullied colleagues, the latest scandal to force out one of Rishi Sunak's top ministers. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Dominic Raab quit on Friday. In a major embarrassment to the Prime Minister who entered Downing Street last October, promising a government of integrity. He was the third senior minister in 6 months to resign over their personal conduct. Raab's departure comes just 2 weeks ahead of English local council elections, where Sunak's Conservatives are predicted to fare badly. Sunak's government follows the scandal-ridden tenure of Boris Johnson and the chaotic economic policies that brought down Liz Truss in less than 2 months.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The U.S. Supreme Court is facing a self-imposed Friday night deadline to decide whether women's access to a widely used abortion pill will stay unchanged until a legal challenge to its Food and Drug Administration approval is resolved. The justices are weighing arguments that allowing restrictions contained in lower court rulings to take effect would severely disrupt the availability of the drug, mifepristone, which is used in most common abortion methods in the United States. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.